I'm Jenny Hammond, and I worked at KHBT from the summer of 1993 until the summer of 1996.
So, Jenny, I thank you so much for joining me here this morning. I'm pretty excited. 50 years, can you believe it?
No, I can't believe that it's been 50 years. I can remember when I was little listening to the station, probably the late 70s, early 80s, and I would listen to it with my great-grandma.
Oh, wow. That's really. So you're from Humboldt. You're from the area?
I'm from Dakota City.
Okay.
Yep. Yep.
Very cool.
I went to school at Humboldt and graduated in 94.
So tell me how you got involved with KHBT.
I was on the school newspaper, and the new owner of the radio station, Frank Hayer, he reached out to our newspaper advisor. And I happened to be gone. Newspaper advisor contacted my mom, and my mom said, hey, they, you know, are interested and have somebody come to work from the high school and just do some part-time. And she said, are you interested? And I said that I thought it would be kind of interesting. I've never done radio. I was in high school. So, you know, the only time I had been out here is to do some PSAs and things for Girl Scouts when we would sell cookies. So that was my only time ever coming into the radio station. So he hired me, and the rest, you know, is just kind of like learning as you go.
Yeah.
And so it was interesting. It was different. I can't really remember listening to the radio station when I was in high school, because I don't think it was like my type of music. Mm-hmm. And I would listen to things out of Fort Dodge or Des Moines.
Yeah, I think their format was a little different in the 90s. I know it wasn't what it was in the 70s. It started off, they called it elevator music.
Yeah.
Just kind of laid back music, which is good, but.
Right. And at the time, I mean, that's how it was.
Yeah.
When I started here, though, by that time, they were making a change of the music. And, you know, we were using CDs and lots of like Michael Bolton and Whitney Houston and music that was.
It was sort of easy listening, but still popular.
Right.
And I think that's kind of what KHBT has always done, because when we started, I say we like I had anything to do with it, but when the radio station started, it was that beautiful music, the jazz, just because, you know, not a lot of stations around here were doing it. And like you said, even in the 90s, you know, KHBT was different, and we're using different music, utilizing different sources like that. But I want to touch on the comment you made about when you're coming in for the PSAs, because I always tell people when they come in, sometimes they're so nervous, and I'm just like, just you're selling yourself. That's all you're doing. Just talk about the Girl Scout cookies. Talk about how delicious they are. You know, that's all it is. And I think a lot of times, don't tell them I said this, but the people that come in are better than me. Some people are just really, really natural at radio, even if they feel nervous.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, the nice thing about when you're doing a PSA is that it's all scripted for you. It's just the timing of it and getting it all down and making sure that you pronounce everything correctly. Usually when we would come in to do the PSAs, you know, it wouldn't take us very long to get it done. There would usually be two of us that would come in with one of our Girl Scout leaders, and we'd sit down here and probably within 5 to 10 minutes, we were out the door again.
Yeah.
So it never took very long.
No, and it, like you said, it can be intimidating when you're reading it off a script and trying to, you know, pronounce it and time it exactly right. So tell me about some of the tasks you were doing when you were working here.
So some of the tasks, we had record albums in here, and I was supposed to be categorizing and going through the library of the records.
And this was 1994, 95?
Yeah, so.
So records weren't in style still even then?
No, you know, actually we did play some record albums on Sunday mornings.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Because I would come in on Sunday mornings, and I would do the church service time. So from 8 o'clock when Our Saviors would start until noon when we do the news, there was a half an hour of time that needed to be filled. And I would play gospel music off of the record albums that we had here.
That sounds fun.
I get to choose what I wanted to hear. So we had two turntables in there.
Oh, that's cool.
And so I would choose what I wanted to listen to.
You know, I can do that now and just like in a click of a button and drag things over. But I was going to say, there's something so satisfying about actually taking the record out, setting it on the turntable, putting the needle on it.
Yeah, you know, trying to figure out which song you needed to be on, what line.
So who were some of the folks that were here while you were here?
Well, Joe was here and Scott Lenning.
Joe Hassett, yep.
Yep, Joe Hassett. And Faith Johnson was upstairs. And then Frank was running the station. But I honestly, I don't remember anybody else being here at that time. I mean, I kind of feel like it was Scott and Joe running everything all the time. And I think that's maybe one of the reasons why I got brought in, is to help out, to go to city council meetings. One of the things I was tasked with was, during the summertime, there's all the area festivals and parades. And so I had a whole list of all the towns. I had to call all the towns and talk to the city council and find out when their town parades were going to be. And so we had a calendar when all the parades were going to be. And I probably went to 6 to 10 different parades and drove the car around. we had a magnetic KHBT sign that you'd put on the door.
What kind of car was it?
I think that sometimes I might have driven my own car.
just put the magnets on there?
Yeah. Otherwise, it was probably like a Ford Taurus type of a car. It wasn't anything spectacular. We had Tootsie Rolls up in one of these upstairs rooms. Just bags and bags of Tootsie Rolls.
I think they're still there.
And we would take them and we would throw them out at the parades. So yeah, I was at all of these local town parades. One 4th of July, they needed somebody to help with the parade route, and we would broadcast the parade. And so Scott Lenning and I did that.
Did you broadcast live?
Yeah, we broadcast live. We had a spot across from the old post office, and we sat there and we had the whole script of all of the different, you know, parade entries that were going past us.
Was that like your main thing you did actually on air?
Yeah, I did a lot
besides filling in and stuff like that.
Yeah,
like
I did a lot of on air, and then just going out to the city council meetings or going out to the turkey farm where all those turkeys.
Tell me about the turkey farm.
So it was in the summertime. It was probably, you know, the heat had, it had been hot for days and days and days. But there was a turkey farm that was up northwest, near northwest of Humboldt, near Bode. Mm-hmm. And Frank said, I want you to go out there and I want you to do live reporting from this turkey farm where all these turkeys have died because of the heat. And they were going to be coming in to haul these turkeys away. And so I stood outside of the car near the turkey farm and I did live reports about all these turkeys dying, and I have no idea what I talked about.
That is so sad.
But yeah, I mean, it was crazy. He's like, I just want you to take this bag phone and you're going to call in and we're going to do live reports. I guess maybe not one of the finest moments, but hey, it was learning.
It's learning. And it's an experience. Absolutely. Yeah. Overwhelmingly, what's your takeaway from your time here at KHBT?
Oh, just meeting all of the people that I did and being able to work in your community that you live in and know that the people that are listening to you know who you are. Mm. I mean, I took the job very seriously. And so when I was on Sunday mornings and I had to read the news, and I never wanted to make a mistake.
Right.
And if I did make a mistake, my grandma Eck was the first one to call me and say, you pronounced a word wrong or town wrong. I learned so much from Joe and so much from Scott, and just how to write a news story, because I knew how to write newspaper stories because I was at the high school in the newspaper. But I didn't know how to write a radio news story.
Yeah, it's totally different. Absolutely. But I'm glad that, you know, KHBT was overwhelmingly a positive experience for you. And when you're walking in, I noticed you're looking around a little bit different from when you remember.
Yeah, definitely different. Well, I mean, like, the carpet is gone and there's that big table that's right up at the top of the steps. And I'm like, oh, that's where Faith would sit. It is different walking in, but, you know, it's that same feeling of welcoming, because you always knew that you could walk in the door and somebody was going to be here to help you, and you could, you know, get the message out to people if you had something that, you know, for a PSA or whatever, you know, your birthdays or anniversaries. It's nice to still have that, because not every radio station, especially the larger ones, they don't have that. They don't cater to the small towns. I listened to the softball game last week. We tuned in and
Sorry.
We listened to it. I know. I mean, disappointing loss, but yeah. It was nice to be able to be online listening yes. to it in my home, having that as an option. Because,
mm-hmm.
yeah. you know, 10, 15 years ago, that wouldn't have been an option to listen to it online.
Yeah, it's just the technology is amazing, and I can't wait to see, you know, what we accomplish going forward into the future.
Yeah.
Here at KHBT. And I hope to talk to you again, maybe in another 50 years.
I mean, it's nice to know that a radio station has been around for 50 years and that it has made a difference mm-hmm. in a community, because you can't say that about every radio station.
Yep. Jenny, that is all I got for you. I do appreciate you taking time to come in and talk with me a little bit.
Thanks, Sam. I appreciate it.
No problem at all.